Well, we are continuing our look at some of the different candidates that are running in the writings up here for the federal election, and we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Leslie Penny. She is the Liberal candidate in the riding of Peace River West Lock. Yes, first of all, Leslie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem. Thank you. Good to talk with you.
All right. Well, this is not your first time running for the federal election. You actually ran for the Liberals in Peace River West Lock back in 2019. I guess, what made you decide to give it another shot here?
Well, I find that once you've done it once, you learn a great deal, and so I felt that my learnings from the last time would help this time. I believe that we certainly need the Liberal candidate to have to provide choice for people, and I am retired. I am giving up my role as a town councilor, so this seemed like an optimal time to give it one more try. I think when you try once and don't succeed, you should at least try once more. And that's what I did with the provincial elections when I ran that way. I ran in two elections. I wasn't successful either one. But again, you learn something every time you do that.
And certainly this province does have some different issues going on when it comes to the relationship with the federal government. Now, when it comes to sort of the region we have here, what are some issues that we have that you think should be addressed at the federal level?
Okay, well, one of the things that, as you may know, we had a forum put on by the Barrhead Public Library last night, so we had a chance to share some thoughts. Now, I know that there is a great concern about the well-being of our oil and gas industry in this part of the world, and yes, there's a lot of concern about the fact that there's a carbon tax nationally if a province hasn't initiated it itself. The big thing is we are looking at transition. Now, one of the questions I had last night was, well, do you want this to happen overnight? Well, of course, nothing this major in terms of the well-being of a country, both from an economic point of view and from a quality of life and climate point of view, can happen overnight. But we know that the investments and such things are headed in the direction of alternative energy. And so, yes, we will need to keep our oil and gas facilities going, but I'm thinking that people will find that there's less willingness to invest, particularly in the very, very expensive front end, not knowing, for starters, what kind of demand there's going to be and what kind of a price there's going to be in terms of fossil fuels. So, yes, the world needs our natural gas, and we will continue to sell it, and we also need to sell our petroleum, but the thing that I find really frustrating, and anybody who's lived in this province as long as I have, as soon as there's a downturn in the price of fuel, people end up losing jobs, and we keep saying, we've got to diversify our economy. We can no longer depend in Alberta, and particularly in the Peace River West Lock riding, on oil and gas to be the sole reason why we have prosperity. There are lots of other resources that we have that we need to develop, and fortunately, people are interested in developing them. But it doesn't happen overnight. A change from a great dependence on fossil fuels to a lesser dependence on fossil fuels takes time. We're not talking about next year. We're talking 15 years down the road. But as I have mentioned, and it may be a poor analogy, but I think it's still appropriate, is that when we changed from everybody using a horse and a horse and buggy to get around to automotives, that didn't happen overnight. It took a while before that change came about. And we are in the process of transformation, and we want a government that's willing to support that transformation.
And, of course, the Peace River West Lock riding is certainly very large and diverse riding. What do you think that you can bring to the table for being a voice for the region here?
Well, one of the things we've talked about is, first of all, we need to be able to develop our resources by doing some manufacturing so that we're not just selling the raw product. It was interesting. I was told that somebody was interested in setting up a pasta factory because we grow durum wheat, which is the wheat of choice for pasta, and yet we were selling our wheat and we should be doing the product that we make out of the wheat and selling that. So that's just one example. So in other words, you don't want to just depend on the export of raw resources. We want to make things out of those raw resources. To me, one of the great examples, if you've ever had, if you ever bought wooden toys and such things and the price of them, that's because somebody knows how to manufacture and they sell. And so that's what we have to start doing, is manufacturing our resources into products that people will buy.
And some of the campaigning you've done around the riding, in, when it comes to certainly meeting with people, what are some kind of things that you've heard from people in the, throughout the riding here?
Well, certainly one of the big concerns is what's going to happen to the oil and gas industry and what's going to happen with employment slash unemployment in our riding. And again, one of the things that we have to appreciate is that there are positions and jobs opening up to work and give people employment. I'm part of Community Futures, and that organization is there to develop small businesses, which are the driving force of our economy. And they, the Community Futures, helps small businesses get going. So that's one of the ways that we can do that. And some of those small businesses are in the, their reason to be is to transform natural resources into product that can be sold. So that's part of it. Certainly another thing is that Ottawa doesn't listen. That's what I'm hearing. It would make it much, much easier for Ottawa to hear from us if we would elect a Liberal, particularly if we would elect a rural Liberal to the caucus, because then you have a strong voice with that government as well.
I certainly look forward to see what else you do around the campaigning, around the riding here. Leslie Penny, the Liberal candidate for Peace River Westlock, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thank you.